Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's been a busy week. Obviously, the governor on Friday, a little late Friday news dumpy kind of thing, announced he's going to run officially for a third term. This week, we have a special session. We have a potential end of the government shutdown. We have all the back and forth over the weekend on SNAP benefits. Just a tremendous amount of news flow as it relates to the state of Connecticut, Governor Lamont, and national politics. And well, we're glad to have the governor on this morning. Governor, I made sure that you were on the line for weather and traffic.
Weather and traffic, same as it was 10 minutes ago. Hey, Brian.
How you doing? Listen, I'll start off with the effort to have a third term, and then we'll get into some of the specific issues at hand this week. Between Terrence Chang, the housing bill, Pura, and I know Diamandis, you didn't hire him, but some of the criminality happened allegedly while you were governor. That's a lot of like challenges in the last year. Why do you want to do this for another 4 years?
I think we're just getting started, Brian. Look, we inherited a bit of a mess going from deficit to deficit. State employees hadn't gotten a raise. Not-for-profits hadn't seen an increase. Even the rest stops were shut down. You couldn't take a pee. So I think we're better off today than we were, but we're just getting going. Life is expensive. We got to do a better job on electricity. We cut the income tax for middle-class people, but we have a long way to go.
So let's start with the housing bill because, the FOI stuff, that it was a really hard call for you. You were going to sign it, and then you decided not to. What do you think of what's going to be put forth this week, and do you 100% support it?
I do. It's a good bill. I work very closely with legislative leaders. I got it in front of Republicans as well as Democrats. We had mayors and first selectmen on board. Republicans and Democrats signed on Friday when we announced it. It's a little different than last time. Rather than mandating a number of units each town has to build, we're saying, where do you want to build those units? Work with your COG, and we'll be there to help you with sewer and water, new school, anything you need to get it over the finish line.
Yeah, I think that was we found in our travels across the state, Governor, that some of the smaller towns, they might want to do it, but they don't have the infrastructure. And so that's a huge part of we were in Franklin specifically, and that's a lot of what they talked about. We're talking with Governor Ned Lamont here on Brian & Company. This $500 million fund that you're going to peel off that is surplus that was going to pay down the pension debt, and it's going to go into the rainy day fund, I guess, and you can use it at your discretion. There's a couple questions here. Is the rainy day fund now not even a rainy day fund? Is it now just this buffer that you never want to touch?
No, the rainy day fund is there in case we have a recession like you had in 2017 and 2009. You can lose $3 or $4 billion of income tax revenue very quickly and all hell breaks loose. What we are announcing is the $500 million fund over and above the rainy day fund, which we can use if we need to replenish SNAP benefits, LIHEAP, all the things related to the shutdown. Wanted to make sure we were prepared if they don't get the shutdown solved.
But you can't, I mean, there's no way, with all the projected stuff that's going to happen even in 2026, there's no way the state can fill the whole void of what might not be coming down the pipeline from the federal government. So are you going to have to sort of choose winners and losers here?
No, but what we are going to do is protect the most vulnerable. But you're absolutely right, Brian. I can't make it. The federal government's a partnership. I mean, they could take $1 billion a year out of our Medicaid budget. I can't make up all that. What I am trying to do through this $500 million fund is say we're going to help the most vulnerable and protect you.
So with the SNAP benefits, how does the government, say the government opens back up this week, because I know over the weekend, you know, because initially they said go ahead, and so then they said no, only do partially, and then the court stepped in, and they said you can't do it at all, we want you to pull it back, and then last night the Boston court said the federal government can't stop it. So I know it's been back and forth. What's going to happen now with the SNAP benefits, and then if the government opens back up, say, midweek, how does that impact things?
Well, you're right. It's been chaos down there. On again, off again. Don't do SNAP. You've got to do SNAP. We'll penalize you if you do SNAP. SNAP is, what, $100, $50 a week for people who need food. You see people in the food lines right now. So we just said Connecticut's going to backstop it. We're going to be there. You're going to get your SNAP benefit. The card has been refilled and people are using it right now. And I hope the federal government gets their act together very soon and refreshes the SNAP benefits.
You know, I got two last questions here for you, Governor, and I know it's a busy day. We appreciate the time. You know, with the off-year election the way it was, and people can talk about Mamdani a lot, but, you know, it wasn't just the far left of the party that had victories. I mean, Virginia and New Jersey, especially Virginia, more of, you know, a more of a moderate politician there. How do you read what happened, and do you think it will spill over to next year?
I think it did spill over. Look at the number of towns that were formerly led by Republicans, now led by Democrats, New Britain, Ansonia, Stratford. But I think more importantly, talk to people about the kitchen table issues. How can we make your life a little more affordable? What can we do on taxes? How can I reduce your health care costs? Those are the basic issues that people really care about.
You know, I'm curious. We haven't talked about it in a while. Obviously, I don't think, unless there's news you would tell me, but I mean, is there going to be any news on the Connecticut Sun before the end of the year?
You know, the conversations were pretty busy up until a month ago. You maybe heard there's some gambling-related stuff going on in and around the NBA. That slowed things down a little bit. So we're still in the game. It's a bit of an uphill climb, but we're going to have something to announce, I think, by the end of this year. But I don't know. Things have slowed down a bit.
Yeah, so there's not as much conversations happening, is that it?
That's right. There's a pause.
Okay, so today the announcement is about the $500 million fund. Is there anything else that, yeah, I don't want to end up, you know, something happens later, and I was like, why didn't you tell me? Is there anything else going on today?
No, I think we did the housing on a strong basis on Friday. I think we're in pretty good shape there. Today is how we can protect people with all the chaos coming out of Washington, D.C. I think those are the two big items. Some other things, you know, we got to set aside some bonding to keep Waterbury Hospital going. That'll be another part of the special session.
Yeah. All right, Governor, we look forward to communicating more on the campaign trail and moving forward. We appreciate the time.
Thanks, Brian. See you soon.
All right, Governor Ned Lamont joining us here on Brian & Company.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.